If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Everybody wants to be successful, but no one wants the suck that comes before it. Everybody wants to be successful, but no one wants the suck that comes before it. If you never found yourself saying my life sucks, you're not ready. If you never found yourself saying my life's hard, you're not ready. If you never found yourself saying my life's tough, you're not ready. If you never found yourself saying my life is a mess, you're not ready. Life is hard. Life is tough. But it's those that can persevere. It's those that can overcome. It's those that push through. It's those that power through all the setbacks, all the failures, all the suck of their life that go to another level. See, we all have a story. But the only way your story is ever told, the only way your story is ever heard, is if you overcome whatever it is that you're going through. And I speak from experience.
Sometimes you just have to believe in yourself. Nothing can be achieved until first it's believed. You have to believe it to see it. Sometimes the easiest way to get what you want is to just start, to just take that first step. You can do and be anything that you want, no matter what. No matter what you've been told and conditioned to think growing up. Start from today to believe that you can. We know what we want, but we don't do anything to actually go and get it. All the while that you're standing around waiting, doubting yourself, telling yourself you can't have this and you can't have that for whatever reason, you're never going to get it. Focus on how your life will be better and what your life will look like when you get what you want. Greatness isn't achieved by that one massive thing you do. It's those tiny little consistent baby steps we take every single day that add up to achieving that goal. Amazing things happen when you believe you have something. Your brain actively goes out to make it happen. Believe that you can do it and work hard to get it, and it's yours. We are all born with the same amount of time in a day, and anything that they can do, you can do too. If you want to do something bad enough, you can get it.
See, I grew up in the grimy. I grew up in the hood. I grew up in the place of undesirables. Place that no one wanted to live. Place that no one wanted to be. My mama passed away when I was 4 years old. I grew up with a mentally abusive, drug-addicted stepmother who treated me like Cinderella. I wasn't Cinderella, I was Cinderfella. I got bullied. I got battered. I got bruised. Matter of fact, it got so bad for me that I was running through the schoolyard and I was trying to avoid them bullies. I was running, saying, I can't let them catch me. I can't let them catch me. They caught me, picked me up, body slammed me, boom, punched me in the stomach. Punched me in the stomach, drug me to a swimming pool, threw me in the water, held me up under that water. And I'm fighting, and I'm fighting, and I'm flailing. They're holding me. I just knew I was going to die. And at the last second, they pulled me up. I was just trying to catch my breath, y'all. And they jumped out of the pool, and they was laughing. And I was sitting there defeated. No, I wasn't defeated. I learned a valuable lesson about myself that day. I found out that I was resilient. I found out that I was mentally tough. I found out that I was strong. I found out that I was a fighter. The bullies of life will try to break you. The bullies of life will try to batter you. The bullies of life will try to beat you into submission. The bullies of life will try to make you quit. They will try to make you give up. And that's the moment that I need you to dig deep. and realize that you are resilient. I need you to dig deep and realize that you are mentally tough. I need you to dig deep and realize that you have the power to push through and overcome anything and everything that life can throw at you.
Sometimes you just have to believe in yourself. There's a good chance that all you've ever been told or made to feel in your life so far is that you can't do shit. That every time you even dared to dream your life could be better, you were shot down or laughed at. Made to feel small, made to feel useless, made to feel like an idiot for even thinking you could be more. All of us have had these moments in our life where just at that point we thought it was possible, a massive shadow of doubt was thrown on us, normally by someone close to us. All you've ever done when you thought about that thing that you want is picture all the hard work and shit it'll take to get there. You paint such a negative picture in your mind of all this pain that your brain does everything it's...
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge, and there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Supposed to and keeps you safe and avoids the pain. Because of this picture you're painting, your brain will associate pain with that thing you want and do everything in its power to avoid it. When you think it's not going to be possible and you're going to fail, your brain thinks disappointment, which is pain, and it avoids it. When you think it's going to be hard work and it's going to take ages, your brain thinks pain and avoids it. The first thing you've got to do to get what you want is believe that you can. Believe it's possible for you to have it. And if there's someone out there that has done it or got what you want, why the fuck ain't it possible for you? We are all born with the same amount of time in a day. And anything that they can do, you can do too. Believe that you can, and once you want something and believe that you can get it, you've got to block out all of the noise around you that's going to tell you you can't do it. Don't listen to all that shit. Just believe that you can. The next thing you've got to start doing is focusing on all the good shit that will happen when you get what you want. Not all the shit you've got to go through to get there. Focus on how your life will be better and what your life will look like when you get what you want. Focus on all the shit in your life now and how getting what you want will get away from all that shit. You do this and your brain will think that by helping you get what you want, you're moving away from pain and towards pleasure. You can do anything you want in this life, anything at all. But you gotta believe it's possible and work your ass off to get it.
Stop. Think. How can I grow from this? How can I learn from this? How can I overcome this? See, the mindset is never quit. The mindset is never give up. The mindset is pick yourself back up after you fall. I don't care if you fall 2,051 times, you pick yourself back up 2,052 because it's you versus you. So when I left that swimming pool that day, I knew I had something strong within me. I was shy. I was introverted. I was scared of my own shadow, but I had a gift. I had a gift that I needed to share with the world. And so I decided, I made a choice to overcome my fears and jump. And I need you to overcome your fears and leap and put yourself in a position to land softly on your bed of dreams. Because that's exactly what happened for me. I overcame my fear of public speaking. I wanted to be a hip-hop artist, but I was scared to be in front of people. I was scared to be on stage. But those bullies don't realize they lit a fire in me Those bullies didn't realize they lit a flame in me. Those bullies didn't realize they lit the fire of determination. And I overcame my fear of public speaking. And what I did is I wrote and I practiced and I practiced. And when the day came, oh yeah, I still have fear inside of me. I was scared, but I was prepared. So I need you to pour into your dream with every ounce of your soul. I need you to pour into your dream with every ounce of your being. I need you to pour into your dream with everything you got. You may be scared. You may have fear. But when you plan and when you execute, you put yourself in a position to be scared. But you know you're prepared. So no matter what happens, you're ready, willing, and able. They handed me their microphone, and it was my time to shine. And I took a deep breath, and I let loose. I let loose on the world. All the aggravation, all the bullying, all the setbacks, all the failures, all the people that told me I couldn't do it, all the fear, I let it go. And that was one of the most exhilarating, one of the most powerful verses I've ever said in my life. And when you let go and you let loose on the world with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your passion, with all your drive, with all of your energy, you can't help but win. The next level awaits. What are you waiting for? You have a story that needs to be told to the world. So I need you to use your story as the fuel that drives you. I need you to use your story as the gas that drives you. I need you to use your story because your story will plant the seeds that allow you to water and watch grow and watch blossom. Because when I came off that stage, those same bullies that tried to drown me, those same people that kept talking behind my back, those same people that thought I could never achieve, those same people who doubted me, they were all respecting me. They were all patting me on the back. They were all saying how proud they were of me. I need you to give yourself a chance for people to tell you how proud they are of you. Better yet, I need you to do something today. I need you to do something right now to make yourself proud. But see, success doesn't happen by accident. Success happens by acts of grind. Success happens by acts of resiliency. Success happens by acts of never giving up. Success happens by overcoming the adversity, overcoming the pitfalls, overcoming each and every obstacle that you're facing in your life. You were born to be spectacular. You were born to win. If you're not willing to risk the usual, you will have to settle for the ordinary. And champions like you, champions like me, winners like you, winners like me, we add that extra because we're extraordinary. And we understand the harder you work for something, the greater you will feel when you achieve it. The greater you will feel when you receive it. And this is your moment. This is your time. All that pressure has formed a diamond. And now it's your time to shine. You just gotta receive it. You just gotta believe it. Don't wait for the opportunity. Create it. You are worthy. And your story doesn't define you. You take your story, use it as fuel to arrive at your destination of next level. This is a great day to win.